Okay, kids, let's sit down on the couch, get the fire going, and I'm going to tell you a story. Two letters of the alphabet have been best friends for years. The letter D can't even recall a time when he and the letter O were not associated with one another. They are particularly proud that just by inviting the letter G to join them, they spell God. And why should that be any surprise to anyone? They are the ones that bring people to God. When anyone sees the significance of D and O together, they can easily understand why God should be pleased. People all over the world are proud to announce that what they do for God has surely secured their place in heaven. The list of things we humans do for God is quite lengthy and sometimes seems endless. But what does it matter? God must be pleased with the more we do for Him. That's just common sense. D and O became so intoxicated by how important they had become to the human race, they decided to hold a conference. They decided to call it Do What You Like. One by one, people came up to the podium and proclaimed what they do to please God and ensure their salvation. "I've repented of my sins," said one man. "I obey the Ten Commandments," said another. Shouts began to reach the podium from the back of the hall as hundreds of individuals wanted to proclaim what they do for God. Amidst the clamor could be heard, "I live by the golden rule. I never struck another person. I taught my kids how to go to church. I send food to Israel and help fulfill prophecy. I speak in tongues and heal people. I've quit all my bad habits, and I tithe." The people shouted and shouted. Suddenly, the shout stopped as a loud banging on the back door of the auditorium echoed and was picked up by the microphone on stage. A woman closest to the door turned and opened. The Federal Express man handed her a business-size envelope and told her it was addressed to the letters D and O. She signed for it and ran it up to the front of the gathering. She handed it to D. "Oh my," said D, "this is from God. This must be important." He gently opened it and pulled out a cover letter from God. D read it aloud. "To my letters D and O, stop your meeting. There is no eternal purpose in what you all are doing. Your desire to please me is right. Your desire to praise me is right. Your desire to fellowship is wonderful. But 2,000 years ago, I sent my only begotten Son to create a unique opportunity for all of you to have eternal life by simply trusting in His death, burial, and resurrection as payment for all the things you could never do for me." D stood dumbfounded as O pulled the envelope out of his hands. At the bottom of the page, God finished by saying, "Enclosed, you will find two new letters of the alphabet to join you. Please get attached to them immediately and pass the message along." O slipped his hand into the envelope again and pulled out the two new letters. The four of them now stood center stage, joined hands, and the entire audience could see God had sent them one word to explain what Jesus did for them. The word was D-O-N-E.